Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.
Star Report with Jen Hobby.
Beyonce and her six-year-old daughter, Rumi Carter, have made history because Rumi is the youngest female artist to land on the Billboard Hot 100. She's featured on the song Protector from Mom's Cowboy Carter album.
Mom, can I meet you? The world will rise, please.
And there I was, tangled up in marigold. We were listening to the reverend children singing. Yeah. Born to be a protector.
Plus, Beyonce has debuted three new tracks in the top 10 of the Hot 100. Up next, here's a weird story about Britney Spears. An OnlyFans manager claims that she could make $100 million a year if she joined the platform. But insiders from Britney Spears' camp says she has no interest in joining OnlyFans. And finally, PBS aired Elton John and Bernie Taupin, the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Music last night. Lots of special guest performers were there, like Garth Brooks, Annie Lennox, Brandi Carlile, Maren Morris, even Metallica. And Elton John closed the show with Your Song while Bernie was standing next to the grand piano.
You can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now I'm out of stone. I hope you don't mind. Hope you don't mind. Gotta put me down the world. How wonderful life is. Well, you're in the world.
Some say that could be the last time we'll see Elton John perform live. That's your up-to-the-minute scoop. Listen tomorrow morning at 7:15 and 8:15 for the latest in entertainment news with the Star Report.